from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Top six at six.
Oh, my God, no, that was extraordinary.
I don't think we've missed this week, have we?
On a day when the Socceroos have made the final 16.
Mm. Amazing.
Do we call it the round of 16?
The round of 16, the knockout round.
Coming in at the number one on the top six at six this morning, the Socceroos are through to the knockout stages of the World Cup for the first time in 16 years after a night of drama in Qatar.
Se va a despegar Leki, se llevó el primero, después se engancha otra vez.
I love that.
Matthew Leckie. If you haven't seen the goal, he beat two blokes, came back onto his non-preferred left, ran it across in front of the keeper and put it into what was his bottom right corner.
It's amazing.
A stunning goal.
Stunning.
Took them on and has taken Australia through to the round of 16. Mm. And whatever you think of soccer, this is a great result for the Socceroos, Graham Arnold and Australia. Well done, boys.
Yes. Mm.
Coming in at number two, breakthrough as new drug to beat dementia has been proven to work for the first time. It acts by clearing out proteins which build up in the brain and cause the disease. Wouldn't it be wonderful?
Oh, wow.
Even if you could just reduce the effects of dementia.
Great breakthrough.
Dementia is just...
It's an awful disease.
So prevalent now. Yeah. I know in the old days you would have said they were infirm or you know, used other words.
And perhaps people are living longer too, so they can...
Yeah.
Although living dementia longer. Can affect
it can, you
anyone.
Can get, you can get it early.
Oh, I think it's always been around. It's just had different names.
Yeah.
Mm.
Dotty.
Yeah.
Oh. Yes.
Mabel's a bit dotty these days.
Yeah,
because she's got dementia.
Yeah.
The language was softer.
That's why she's spinning in a circle in the street. She didn't know which house is hers.
Yeah, it's very sad.
It's really, it's one
Anyone
of the...
Anyone going to get Mabel?
It's awful.
One of the saddest things.
Wait, Mabel back on the veranda.
Lauren, it's your turn.
Lauren, grab Mabel.
Mabel, come on.
Put her on the veranda. Sit the parrot near her. She loves the parrot.
This is mean.
I know.
Is it me?
Yeah.
Or is it role play?
It's fictional.
It's role play.
It's role play. Everyone take their shirts off.
Mabel did.
Put your shirt on, Mabel.
Come
it's
on, Dale.
It's not bath time. Number three. A helicopter has crashed into the roof of a suburban house in Melbourne's southeast yesterday. Where was it?
Just in Nimarabin Airport.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
A learner pilot.
I don't know if he was a learner. He was a learner, was he?
Trying to get his hours up.
He was okay, I think.
Well, he was.
Should there be a rule around learner pilots at that particular airport?
Don't go out of the boundaries of the airport,
maybe another airport for learners, where it isn't surrounded by houses.
Yeah, actually, Moorabbin Airport is one of the busiest airports in the world, I think.
What? Is it really?
In terms of movements, because there's lots of training that happens there.
I reckon you should have to be a full pilot before you're allowed to do anything out of Moorabbin.
That's where I learned to fly at Moorabbin.
Oh.
There's a lot going on, a lot of traffic there.
Oh, well, that's handy.
Look out for.
That's good.
A lot of learners.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Including me.
Learners a little further out.
Yeah.
What's that little joint? Is there one out at Cold Stream?
There's one in Lilydale.
Lilydale.
Yeah.
Out you go.
That's nice.
Out you go.
Yeah.
You got a paddock if you get it wrong.
Yeah.
Number four, Carrie Bickmore has bid a tearful farewell to the project after 13 years. The final episode was dubbed a Festival of Carrie with acknowledgement of her work in Beanies for Brain Cancer, which has raised over $20 million. That is
quite an
astounding effort.
Yeah.
It's astounding.
Yeah.
And has Carrie announced what she's doing next year?
I
know
she's
doing radio.
I think that's what she's focusing on. She's not with Channel 10 at all anymore. Hand in her pass.
Is she still carrying Tommy Little?
Is she still carrying Tommy Little?
Yes.
That's what they call her, Carrie.
They carry each other.
Part of her job. Dragging Tommy through.
Oh, you love Tommy.
You actually love Tommy.
Doesn't matter.
We all love Tommy.
Coming in at number five, the young woman struck and injured by a roller coaster at the Royal Melbourne Show is now in a stable condition after her family had feared for the worst. That's good news.
Yeah.
Long road to recovery, I'm sure, for that young woman.
For sure.
Jeez. That's like 2 months ago.
I know.
Yeah.
Already.
Holidays.
Yeah.
More.
It was 25th of September, I think, was the accident.
Okay,
all 10 seconds.
Oh, Jesus. Tim Burton's Wednesday has become a smash hit for Netflix in its debut week, racking up 341 million viewing hours, beating Stranger Things.
Yeah.
What?
Top six at six. Wow.
What's on the back page? Ba-ba-da-ba.
It is time for the back page. All your sporting news right now. And the countdown is on to the Formula One Rolex Australian Grand Prix 2023.
Yes.
March 30 to April 2nd next year here in Melbourne. Get ready to live fast. And general admission park passes are on sale very soon. December 6th from GrandPrix.com.
Don't muck around. Oh, that event sells out.
Immediately.
So good.
Snap them up.
Be a part of it. GrandPrix.com.au.
History has been made in Qatar. One of Australia's finest victories in our history of sport, I'm going on the line to say it. It's that unexpected and that significant. We went in against Denmark in this match, our third group game.
Orange and blue.
We anticipated that a draw would be enough. And then the French let us down. They ended up losing to Tunisia in a game we expected them to draw or win.
Okay.
Which would have meant a draw would have done for us.
But then we suddenly had to win.
We'd never won two games in a World Cup before. We'd never scored in three consecutive World Cup games. And we'd never kept two World Cup clean sheets in the same tournament.
Unbelievable.
And we did all three.
This team is on fire.
Yep. They really are. Matthew Lecky, the veteran, 31 years old, in his third World Cup. He was on the end of a counter-attack in the 60th minute. Had to beat a defender. Then another one joined. Beat them both ways. Left foot finish on his wrong foot. Clinical to beat Kasper Schmeichel in goal. Here's how it sounded on SBS.
It's on for Matthew Lecky. Matthew Lecky cuts back inside. One way, then the other. And he scores for Australia. Matthew Lecky embraces the moment for the Socceroos.
Extraordinary moment.
Unbelievable. Good on him. He'll have that for life.
It led to an excruciating final half hour, and then the dying 5 minutes were so pulsating. It was tense at Fed Square.
Were you pulsing?
I was pulsing. I was bouncing on the spot. Yeah. And this is the final whistle on SBS.
Backus just needs to retain the ball. Moy. Yeah. And there it is. Can you believe it? Written off too many times to remember. Australia has found a way. Found its way to the Elite 16 of world football. The country can keep on dreaming. Australia's jubilation and a slice of World Cup history. The Socceroos of 22 join the golden generation of 06. It's qualification to the round of 16.
As referenced there, it's the first time we've made the knockout since 2006 and the second time ever.
And who beat us in 06?
It was Italy.
I thought
very
it was
late
Italians.
Penalty. Very dodgy penalty.
Yes.
Lucas Neal tackle. So,
remind me, does the round of 16, does that mean 16 teams or 32 teams?
No, 16 teams. So you start with 32. The competition
and
is now
halved. And now we're down to 16.
Yes, and now it's like a tennis tournament.
So we're in the top 16 football-playing countries in the world at the moment.
That's amazing.
Hard to comprehend.
It's astounding.
It really is.
When you given the size of all of those European and Asian populations, to find ourselves...
Yeah, and when you
swimming
consider,
in that pool,
when you consider it's their top sport as well, it's their most played sport, it's their biggest league.
It's the world game.
It really is. So our opponent is still unknown. We know that we're going to play Sunday morning 6 a.m. Melbourne time in Ahmed bin Ali Stadium, and we're going to play the country that finishes top of Group C. Both games for Group C are currently happening, and they're both nil all between Poland, Argentina, and Saudi Arabia, Mexico. If they stay the same, it means we will play Poland if no one scores. If Poland or Argentina win, we will most likely play the winner of that game.
The winner of...
Poland, Argentina. Right, so we'll see what happens there. We'll keep you updated throughout the morning. And quickly, cricket news, of course, the first ball of the summer yesterday.
Wonderful.
Triple M rocked
it. Wonderful.
Marnus Labuschagne stole the show over in Perth. His eighth Test century. Mm. There was only 10,929 people in attendance.
Because it's a Wednesday.
A Wednesday.
I mean, I just
Perth.
Don't get why you start a Test match on a Wednesday. This could be over before Saturday.
It really could
be. No one there.
Australia finished 2 for 293 at stumps. Marnus on 154, not out. David Warner chopped on for 5, Marty.
Yeah, he got a ball before that I reckon unsettled him. Short ball. And then he thought, well, I'll open the shoulders on this one outside off, and he played on.
Triple M Rocks Cricket today. Join us.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.